name's Kiara Bradford.
And I'm Remington Miller.
And this is
Friday Frights.
A podcast where we talk about folklore, legends, and ghost stories. So, Remy, you have a ghost story for us.
I have a ghost story that I am so excited to share with you.
Lay it on me.
Okay. So, it's a little closer to Little Rock. Hmm. It is a ghost story, but I don't have a house or a building that is haunted this time.
Okay.
I'm talking to you about Lawrence Creek in central Arkansas.
Haunted water.
Kind of. Okay. we'll come back to that.
All right.
So Lawrence Creek is a natural area that is preserved, and it has like this half-mile round-trip paved trail. It has a pine oak forest and has a boardwalk that has, according to the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission, an open water tupelo bald cypress forest that takes visitors into the swamp. I'm not even really sure what all of those words
That's
mean.
That's a lot of words.
But I'm it not sounds gonna lovely. Lie. It yeah. sounds nice.
I mean, it doesn't sound haunted at all.
Right. And the swamp is also apparently a groundwater fed swamp, which means that the water is clear.
Okay. Doesn't sound haunted at all. Tell me where it gets bad.
It's so nice that an Arkansan named Kathy Melvin even wrote a children's picture book inspired by Lawrence Creek Natural Area. It's called Cypress Knees and Tupelo Trees, Discovering Plants and Animals of the Swamp.
Oh, it's all Dr. Seuss in here.
It's published in 2023 and it looks super adorable. I haven't read it, but I was looking and I was like, that's so cute. Mm. And it's described, like Lawrence Creek is described as this like beautiful place to go for maybe like a walk in October. Mm-hmm. You know, probably pretty, leaves changing colors. But you might end up seeing more than just nature.
Okay, we're in the juicy bits now. Mm-hmm.
So this creek is said to be haunted by the spirit of a girl who was murdered by drowning and subsequently buried at the nearby Cockman Cemetery on December 24th, 1863.
Okay.
So that was like that's what I gathered reading like a story from Only in Arkansas from First Security. It was like a 2015 story. And they say she was buried in a white dress.
Okay.
And was seen around 1920. So there's like quite a gap between death in 1863 to being seen in 1920. Mm-hmm. And around Halloween was when she was seen, which we've just heard she passed allegedly on Christmas Eve. And was seen several more times after Halloween by the crew of an oil rig that disturbed her, allegedly, according to a 2015 article from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. The Only in Arkansas story describes a scene where men who were working to drill oil next to a graveyard, which that already sounds like maybe the worst workplace.
I don't think you're supposed to. I think that's like in the book of things you shouldn't do.
It does give red flag. Like, I would probably be like, oh, that's by the cemetery.
By the cemetery. Like, also, you don't walk on graves. You don't dig near them.
Yeah, probably. That seems like not bad.
Anywhere near graves. Just like, you know what? We're good.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Right. So already kind of a creepy workplace. Mm-hmm. And it's Halloween. So already.
Oh, Hallow's Eve.
Right. So the story said that the men were squatting near the edge of Lawrence Creek, washing out their lunch pails when they heard this short, shrill scream.
When was this? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. Around 1920.
Okay.
So the lunch pail.
Yeah, that's what it hit me. I was like, okay, when was this again?
Lunch box, if you will. Mm-hmm. They're bentos, maybe. Thermoses? I don't know.
A sack lunch.
Right. probably not the paper bag, because dipping in the creek. I mean, it seems like a great creek. But maybe not for washing your paper bag. So they were squatting, washing their lunch boxes, pails, whatever, and they heard this short, shrill scream. So obviously they ran down the bank to check it out, because why wouldn't you if you just heard a random scream, to see what was happening, and they saw a girl.
I mean, I wouldn't check it out personally, but really? I would run away. You know, I would, the scream happens here, I'm over there.
Okay, but I will say, like, in a nature area like this, it could easily be someone, like, slipping.
I'm the road runner, baby. I'm the road runner. I'm out okay, there. So I'm gone.
Don't trip but around you.
They are typically following the horror movie trope. They went to go follow the noise.
Right. They were going to go save, like, whoever. Mm-hmm. And they saw this girl in a white dress. She turns to look at them. and just asks, why, before walking into the creek and disappearing.
And they ran away, right?
So by the time of the first reported sighting by local men drilling an oil well, and so they're obviously like, what was that? So by the time they're like at this place trying to dig for oil and they've seen this like weird thing happen, they obviously hear about this girl who in 1863 was like murdered by drowning and buried in a white dress. So they're like trying to connect the dots. Like when you're trying to rationalize, be like, did we see her ghost? Well, the wooden headstone for the girl had already eroded away. So they left her identity completely unknown.
Oh, no. That's why you didn't say her name. I was really worried. Like, didn't she have a name?
No. Unfortunately, like, time. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's wooden headstone, you know. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I can understand. But, yeah, it was completely eroded away. So they have no. And, like, I mean, like I said, there's a big gap between, like, her death and when they're seen. So, like, mm-hmm. it's not like her family was likely still visiting, like, frequently. Mm-hmm. They could have identified, but like, oh, you know, you can't see and read this well, but this is where it was. So there wasn't a clear answer as to what the ghost was asking about. Mm-hmm. Legend says she was murdered, so maybe she was asking why someone hurt her. A 2018 online article from the Daily Record said that a group of men looking for oil reported hearing a girl screaming after drilling their first hole. So
maybe we should stop drilling there.
Maybe they disturbed her grave.
Here's an idea. Leave this creek or the cemetery by it alone.
Oh, let me just, when the 2018 article, it's still talking about like the 1920 thing. So I think okay. they only drilled like, their
can
one.
Can we leave them alone?
They did in fact learn their lesson.
Okay.
They were like, no more drilling near here. And in fact, now it's like a preserved nature area.
Okay, that's so, nice.
No more drilling there for it, I think, to rest. But I was just thinking that it was important that they were like, this article specifically said that they reported hearing her screaming after drilling the first hole. So maybe she was asking why they were close enough to disturb her grave, why they were disturbing her grave, why they were drilling. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, like, there was that part of me is like, you know, maybe she's one of those ghosts who doesn't know that she's dead and she's asking people, like, why they aren't helping her. I'm not sure. Mm. I mean, if you could only get one word out as a ghost, what would it be? That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. I can't even think of one now.
You gotta try. You gotta.
I don't know, like, not one word. I'd probably give a whole statement, but as a ghost, it's only the one word. I'd just be like, what? Like, I would just, what? What's happening? What?
I don't know. I'd probably say something, like, crazy that would send them in, like, a wild goose chase or something.
I'd be like,
skadium or something. Like, something, like, crazy wild. Like, we need to go to the skadium right yes. now.
We're hunting. Let's yeah. go. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I some guess. Some other crazy thing.
Why is a general good question.
Yeah, I mean, people are still wondering it, so yeah. I mean, yeah. it's a powerful word. So since then, sightings have been few and far between. So I kind of do believe the theory that, like, maybe she was, like, appearing because she was disturbed. Mm-hmm. And since people have kind of left that area alone and it's a preserved natural area now, she's kind of been able to rest.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but still, it's kind of really eerie to think about that, like.
Yeah, they're just.
You were just, like, I do, like I said, I've never been to, like, Lawrence Creek Nature mm-hmm. Area, and it sounds absolutely beautiful, but, like, also it's, like, that kind of eeriness of, like, ugh, something so beautiful, and, like, it's now, but, like, also this was, like, some people's, like, really big scare.
Yeah. When they I would get job. It, but also, yeah, I wouldn't have been digging at a gravesite. But
yeah, me personally, but that's also sweet. Sometimes you don't get to pick where you're digging, I presume. You
know, I'm respectful like that, but whatever. Some people aren't.
But yeah, so that is about the haunted creek in central Arkansas.
Well, my shivers have been timbered. Yeah, anyway.
I mean, to me, this one felt kind of nice because I've had, like, a lot of ghost stories don't feel like I, like, have a happy ending, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an ending. Like,
yeah, I mean, think of, like, last episode, like, the Gurdon Light, where yeah. it's, like, he's still looking for his head or he was holding on to, like, his
that
lamp.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but, like, this one, it's, like, maybe we learned our lesson. We don't dig in that area anymore. Mm-hmm. We just let it be what it is, and we don't bother anybody.
I am actually glad to hear that more people aren't trying to, like, dig around, investigate. I mean, there probably are people who are, like, doing ghost investigations or right. whatever. I don't put it past that, but I'm glad to hear that nobody's trying to, like, do anything, like, damaging, I guess, to the area. Yeah. Because that wouldn't surprise me, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm hoping it seems genuinely like a very well taken care of area. So like, yeah. I'm hoping that that means we see less of her, and that seeing less of her means she's at peace. Yeah. So, is yours as peaceful?
We're about to get a little unpeaceful real quick.
We can't have it all.
I'm glad you gave us that little starter, that little snack,
enjoy your Friday. Yeah. It's like
okay, so some maybe demons.
Maybe demons. That is a far step from ghost.
I say maybe demons. We'll see. That's mostly because I have like little. I'll tell the story. First of all, we'll talk about what I'm telling. So my story is that I'll be talking about Keller's Chapel. In Jonesboro.
Okay, that's a good bit away.
Yeah. In Jonesboro. I think my last one was like near Jonesboro too. So
yeah, I see you're having a theme.
I have
for
a pattern. That's scary.
What's happening up there?
I don't know, but a lot. But I'll tell the little story about Keller's Chapel, and then afterwards I have like two stories I got off of, I think it's called Arkansas Haunted Houses. It's like a forum where people people tell stories. So these are like local people's stories. So
I love that.
We'll see about that. So first of all, Keller's Chapel and Cemetery is in Jonesboro. It is located at 2401 Keller's Chapel Road.
You got the address specific.
You know, I'm trying. So it was settled, like the area was settled by the Keller's family in around the 1850s. The first person buried in the cemetery was around 1871 and was a member of the Keller family. They say that there's about 1,200 people buried at Keller's Chapel.
Okay. That's kind of big.
Yeah, with 75 of those being named Keller.
I don't know. I can't think of the math off my head, but that's a good chunk.
That's a good chunk. So they say like many pioneer settlers are buried here, along with soldiers from different wars. And also 9 of the original Keller family children are also buried there because they died at an early age.
Oh, that's sad.
It's unfortunate.
Also, 9 is quite a bit of children.
I mean, they were making babies back then. I mean, sorry. These pioneer families.
I don't know if you knew if 9 were buried, if there were others that weren't buried.
I'm not sure of how many children they had.
Gotcha.
Well, their 9 children all died. Okay, so it was all. My bad.
That's sad.
My bad. All of their children died. And after the, the chapel, and then were buried. Okay, and then also, another little fun fact. If you call it fun.
I was like fun is maybe
I should probably not put the fun
term.
Word in there, but the oldest person who was buried there is named William M. Loudermilk.
Okay, tell me about Mr. Loudermilk.
He is the oldest person, as I said, buried there at 104 is when he died, his age. But he is also known for being the last remaining Confederate soldier in Arkansas before he died. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was just not what I expected you to say.
I wasn't expecting either. There's a whole plaque about him at the chapel. So he is the oldest person ever buried there and the last Confederate soldier to be alive in Arkansas.
Okay.
So fun.
There's a lot going on in this cemetery.
So, according to the A State Herald, the chapel has like a haunted legend. They pass down stories. Okay, so I'm gonna break away from the script a little bit.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest. It was kind of hard to find stuff on Keller's Chapel that was like concrete information. Right. You know, a lot of it was like people were like, oh yeah, my grandfather told me about this, or my father, my grandma told me. It was like a lot of passed down stories.
Those seem like the best stories, though.
It really is. That's why I included some stories in here, because I was just like, let me tell it from people who actually experience things. But yeah, like a lot of it is just passed down stories. Okay, first of all, the chapel. I forgot about this. It's closed up. You can't go in it. The doors are locked.
Is it just like old and
yeah,
not
it's
safe?
Old.
Okay.
The doors are locked, the windows are boarded up, you can't go in it. So people have like talked about going and knocking on the door and hearing knocks back.
No, I do not.
They will hear knocks
like that's
back.
Like an invitation, like a desire to be let in or something.
Let me in. And they're like, girl, come in.
I don't know if you know this. I'm still thinking about the little demons teaser you gave me back, and I would absolutely not knock on no chapel.
It also says, like, if you go to the chapel, which people do because they want to see, they want to, like, a lot of, like, the stories that I was reading from people, like, typing out their own stories, they were just, like, trying to go see it for themselves, basically. They're like, okay. Oh, let's see if it's haunted for ourselves.
Would you?
Okay. Not after what I read, especially because, like, this next thing I'm about to say, visitors obviously get out their car and turn their car off.
Duh.
But they say when they go back to get back in their car, it won't start again for several hours.
So
they're usually out there for a couple of hours because their car just won't start.
The cemetery cannot have me. I'm so sorry. Like, that is a...
Yeah. So they're trapped.
Get a jump box and your car's friends. Bring a buddy. I don't know.
Yeah. So
that is like horrifying to me. That is like real life. Like, you're going to trap me here?
Yeah. They've trapped people, apparently. There. I've also heard about some, like... I also read about some, like, rings of fire.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's what I say. It might get a little demon-y. And, like, not, like, sweet little ghost girl asking just people. Oh, just like, why are you bothering me? No, it's like...
This demon said, you're bothering me, and now you're stuck with me.
I'm turning off your car. You can't turn it back on. And I've heard about, you know, they've heard disembodied voices.
So what we're seeing is a thing of learned our lesson. And didn't learn our lesson.
We're continually not learning our lesson.
Okay.
Because people are continually still going there. But the people hear disembodied voices around, like, the chapel and in the graveyard, which already disembodied voices in any graveyard. I'm good.
Honestly, anywhere. Like, if you got me in, like, the stairwell or, like, a public bathroom with a disembodied voice, I would not. Yeah. I would still be scared.
And then once it starts getting to, like, yeah, people have seen rings of fire in the graveyard. That's what I was like, okay.
Where are we at? Are we talking, like, you're looking up and you're seeing, like, rings of fire in the sky?
No, on
rings
the ground.
On the ground?
On the ground. In the grass. Yeah.
I mean, I would just, like, that seems like something I could take a photo of. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to be like, grab proof. If you're already stuck there, your car won't start. Pull out your cell phone.
Now, there's, like, a lot of stories.
Boots on the ground journalism. Take me a photo.
Not the boots on the ground.
Bring me some burnt grass
bring
bits.
Me that. That could be anything, though.
I mean, you're right. What am I? We need like a fire marshal kind of expert to be like, what started this fire?
Where did this grass come from?
Do they have demon protocol of like
for the fire marshal?
The rings of fire?
Can I be the the demon marshal of the fire department?
The demon marshal. Yeah. I'm sure you're the only person applying for that job.
Yeah.
That right under cryptozoologist.
Yeah. I had so many new job prospects. Watch out. Anyway, so there was like a lot of stories about like why this could be. I don't really want to like bring them because like it was like a lot of like just like I said passed down stories, like some people are like, oh, my grandfather said this happened, so now there's demons in the cemetery.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and all this stuff. But I do have two stories on that Arkansas Haunted Houses website that are pretty recent. I have two. This one is from 2018. Okay. I'll just read it.
I'm sad.
Says, well, the title of the story was Movement at Headstone. In 2018.
Don't like that already.
Last October for Halloween, I went over to Keller's Cemetery with my husband on a dare with my oldest son. He didn't think we would go, so I talked the rest of the family into going with me while he stayed at home. I love how he dared you and then stayed at home.
That sounds like someone who learned his lesson, but not visiting his family, I guess.
It was about a week before Halloween and after midnight, and had been storming earlier that night. It had stopped for a while, but another cloud was coming in, and you could hear thunder.
This is like a Mary Shelley Frankenstein type gothic novel.
Honestly.
You signed up for this.
So we pulled up into the cemetery and found a place to park. We were over by a little white house that was over a grave. We sat and nothing happened. The storm started getting closer. So after that, seemed like an hour or so, nothing happened. We decided to leave. My son was getting bored and wanted to go home. I looked out across the cemetery one last time. And as we were starting the Yukon, I guess their car.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I have a friend that drives a Yukon. I love it.
As we were starting up the Yukon to go home, I noticed something move behind one of the grave marker stones. At first, I thought it was my imagination. We moved the truck around a little to leave. And as I kept looking, I seen that it was still moving. And it was coming towards us very slowly.
No. See, their car started. He said, I knew I forgot something.
I knew I forgot something on the checklist.
That was the demon being like, dang, they did knock. I did knock.
I showed it to my son and he started screaming to his dad to get us out of there. It looked like someone down on their stomach crawling towards us very slowly, trying not to let us see them. But we did see.
No, that's actually, here's the thing. It's either one, that's for sure the demon that's going, or it's two, that's like a person. Yeah. And coming no person you. With good intentions is crawling at me on their stomach after I've already been there an hour. Mm-mm. If you needed help, you'd have been like, help or 911 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you have waited an hour till I'm leaving to be like,
I'm gonna crawl on my belly.
No, absolutely
I'm
not.
I'm just going to peek around off this gravestone and
They're
crawl.
They're lucky they did not make a speed bump back at this chapel.
My husband was so startled and nervous trying to get us to turn around, he didn't see it. As long as I live, I'll never forget that night and will always wonder what would have happened out. What was it out there crawling around in the dark?
That is horrifying.
It's a little spooky. Yeah,
that's not... Oh my goodness, that like, ugh.
I have one more. This one's a little bit longer, but not more? Too long. One more. Just one more.
No, I'm just, is it worse?
So this one was posted in 2019, and it is titled Evil Presence Lurking in the Dark.
Evil Presence Lurking in the Dark. Okay, movement and headstone. I was like, okay, all
movement.
Right. Evil Presence. There's not even
evil
room for
presence. So I will tell the story. I am 50 years old. Hello. Look at this again. 50. I'm just kidding. I am 50 years old, and all my life I've heard stories about how Keller's Cemetery was haunted. I didn't believe any of them. So last Halloween, they always do this on Halloween.
They
never go on Thanksgiving. They never
Christmas,
go on
New
Arbor
Year's,
Day.
Yeah, Labor Day even.
It's always Halloween, so you want something to happen.
Yeah.
So last Halloween on a dark, stormy night, and the full moon was...
I think Jonesboro police need to be out there on these stormy nights. They are not safe.
The full moon was out, too.
Oh, my God. Of course it was.
So this person decided to go over there by themselves.
Alone?
Yes. It had rained earlier, but it wasn't then. The wind was blowing hard, and there was some lightning in the sky behind the clouds. I know what you're thinking. This sounds like the Stephen King movie.
It does. It does a little bit, yeah.
But it really happened that way.
Okay.
I strained my eyes to see in the dark. Nothing. I sat for what seemed like forever. The storm was starting to act up again, so I was nervous. It was about 2 a.m. I glanced out across the tombstones, and in the corner of my left, I seen movement. No one else was out there but me. I just sat there, frozen with fear.
Absolutely not. I would be running so fast.
I'm saying like a roadrunner.
I'm so sorry for people that like freeze, but I will simply run.
With the little girl, I was like, I'm out. I'm bye. Something black moved slowly and silently towards me. It was way in the back, but gradually it was gaining ground. The lightning lit the sky, and I stared at a black mass trying to make sense of what I was looking at, but I couldn't. It was just something black, like a shadow. You couldn't make it out if it was a person or what. The harder I tried to make my eyes identify, it got weirder. The more I tried to make my eyes identify what it was, the weirder it got. All I could tell, it was something there. It knows you are there. It is intimidating, scary, and a cold feeling was going up your spine. All night, I felt like my eyes were watching every move. Finally, it stopped acting sneaky and just began stalking and slowly creeping towards me.
I don't know which is worse.
It first showed itself at a tomb, a big tombstone, like it came up from the ground at the grave.
Not at doing tricks.
It was over by an old building. It was getting closer, and I snapped out of my trance, I knew it was time to leave. I'm trying to read, you know, Reddit writing. My truck would not start.
I was just thinking these people be like, I know, I've read up, I heard it's haunted. I have just learned about this as of like a couple minutes ago when you started telling me about this. And I remembered that they turned your cars off. Why, dude?
Bring
stop
a tearing
bike.
Your car.
Scooter.
Bring a bike.
Call an Uber when you get there. I don't know.
My truck would not start. I said, you've got to be effing kidding me. Then I started praying to God to help me. I said to him, like, if you let me leave, I will never return. Just then my truck started.
Oh my God.
Then boy, do I tell you, I floored it out of there. As I was turning the steering wheel, making my way off the property, I looked back one last time, and there was the black thing still slowly coming to me. I turned back around, crying, trying to fly out of there for good. I did not stop at the red light as I came towards the Highway 49. I ran it squalling my tires, and I didn't slow down until I got to the high school. And then he goes on for a little bit about how you should never go here. It's a dangerous place. No. He thanks God.
We've not learned our lesson a little bit.
We're still not learning our lesson.
That's horrifying. Wow. There's this for sure like shadowy ghost monster. There's a
shadowy character, at least from these stories. Like I said, there was other accounts that say, you know, about the knocking on the door, hearing the knocks back. Your car's not starting up for hours, which I wouldn't know what to do if I saw a black mass like crawling on its belly towards me and my car not starting for hours? Question mark?
Surrender.
I guess I wouldn't even be alive to know if it started.
I don't know. At some point, I'm kind of like, did none of you bring a flashlight to your
apparently
stormy night graveyard?
Halloween.
You're that wasn't on the checklist of being like car replacement, car battery, mm-hmm. jump cables, flashlight. I think that would be, I would bring maybe the brightest flashlight they sell on the market, mm-hmm. to be like, you'll see me, but I will definitely see you.
Apparently this place is haunted with a capital H, disembodied voices, rings of fire appearing in the ground. A lot of kids' voices, and apparently shadowy figures.
Is that on your bucket list for this month? You're gonna...
I think I'm gonna leave Keller's Chapel alone this time.
We're
gonna be so busy.
Yeah, so busy. I mean, our clearly long trail at Lawrence Creek will take us so much time. The Falk Monster movie...
That sounded so more peaceful. I think that'll get my nature walk in. I'm good.
You don't want to take it on a stormy night,
I'm good. You know, I know my limitations. And this is it.
Yeah, no, that seems... This might, be the most horrifying of the stories you've brought yet, to be honest.
And we still have two more Fridays left in October, so... Yeah.
With that, I mean, we went all the way to Jonesboro, mm-hmm. And then, like, a little, like, Central Arkansas story.
Yeah.
That's... I think all we have time for today.
You want to go take a stroll around
Lawrence Creek? Yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
For sure. That sounds like a great way to end this third Friday in October.
Yeah. So see us next week for two more stories.